I was home all day, and I'm home now. I had a telephone call from the director of our public relations department at, I think it came in about 4 o'clock. A man from the Wall Street Journal had gotten a hold of him and said that he had picked up a report in Washington, a rumor to the effect that, number one, my wife was ill, and number two, that my security file contained some information that would be politically embarrassing to the president, and the president no longer had any interest in me. That made it necessary for me to say something. I just couldn't say no comment to anything like that. So I said, I told our public relations man to get a hold of this fella back, tell him, number one, that I considered it a very great honor to have the opportunity to serve the government in your administration. Number two, that my own personal situation was such that in the company and otherwise, it would make it very difficult for me to do that. And number three, that my wife was not sick. And number four, that although I hadn't obviously seen any security file on me, I knew the kind of life that I had led. And I knew that there couldn't be anything derogatory in any security file. Now, I remember our earlier conversation where you had indicated that it was highly desirable not to say anything. I got a hold of Clifford before I made this call and tried to, get a hold of Reedy. Apparently, Reedy was with you up at the camp. So I just had to make a decision on my own, and I hope that I made one that that you don't find in any way disagreeable or improper.
None whatever. They're trying to trap you into making a story and trying to get some guess and trying to figure out something following. And Dylan is having a party every night, making statements that he's leaving and he's going to be gone a certain day, and that his successor hasn't been chosen. And first he told everybody it's going to be you, and he was sure it would be you, and now he's saying he doesn't know who it'll be. And nobody has asked me, nobody's talked to me. There's not anything in your security file or any other file that that is derogatory about you, and there's not anything about your wife being sick at all. They are two or three people that have been told that you very likely, I've never said to anybody that you would not come or that I've offered it to you. Yeah. I have said to two or three folks that I do not know whether it's going to work out with you or not, that you do have problems. You got a kid in school up there, and you do have a personal problem with your wife about the question of moving and coming back here, that you moved away from here and coming back here, and I don't know whether that'll work out or not. I'd like very much to have you. And that's about what I have said in connection with trying to get people, other people, to give a little thought to it.
Sure.
But it's been publicized so goddamn much that I'm beginning to think you can't talk to a human. I saw it in Newsweek this week, you see, and there's only three people that I knew it, you, Clifford, and me. And I guess he knew it. He brought me the letter. But apparently, I know, I'm sure you didn't, and I know I didn't, because I wouldn't do it for $1 million, and I didn't tell a human. But it was in Newsweek Sunday, and I got the letter when? Friday?
I think it must have been.
I had to go to press Saturday. So,
Friday.
So you see, they got it immediately when I got the letter. And I put the damn letter in my pocket and didn't even show it to my secretary.
Mr. President, I'd like to say two things to you. Number one is, if this in any way has created any difficulty for you, so far as I'm concerned, I'm willing to say I will forget all the other considerations, and you can send up my name, and I will come down and go through whatever has to be gone through. I don't have any doubt about committee approval or confirmation or whatever. Now, that's the first thing. Now, the second thing is, if you think it's desirable at this point for me to come down and see you and go over this thing in detail so that there isn't any possibility of getting any wires crossed, I'm perfectly prepared to come down. I'll catch an early morning train and see you tomorrow.
Well,
I just don't want to get in a position where you feel that I've conducted myself improperly.
Not in the slightest. I don't feel the slightest. I never heard of it. God knows, I haven't thought anything about it. I called in Gordon and asked Gordon if he would take this assignment, and told him that I wanted him to take it, and I was going to send his name up. That I thought we'd have some problems, but we'd have to face up to them, and that I had had this communication, and that I wished that he would talk to two or three folks tonight, and I'd talk to you and ask you to get some folks together if I could be definite on it, and I wanted to do it, and I was afraid if I didn't do it right quick, I just got 20 more days, that I'd have this problem, and so he said he would talk to me about it tomorrow. Then I went on. We've got a big strike going on tonight out in Vietnam, and I've got the Negroes moving in on me, and like all the preachers and all the civil rights groups, and all of them demanding they see me. And Wall Street Journal is not friendly to us. They want to do everything they can to provoke us, and I would generally say, when they talk to me or anybody else, that I just never heard of it, and you must be talking to somebody that's smoking marijuana. They do everything they can to hurt us, and I don't think that you've imposed on me in any way. I think you've done everything in the world you could to be helpful, and I think you want to do everything in the world you can to be helpful. I think it is a problem not having you. On the other hand, I think there's a good deal of merit to what you say in your letter, and I don't want to be the means of revoking it or even arguing with you about it. As I told Clark, I just said I've got to accept it, and he accepted it, and then I started trying to figure out who the best one under the circumstances would be. Now, I think that that they're just going to have a murderous, mean time around with this administration. I think that they're going to start out with a big hearing on the DuPont thing. And I think that before it's over with, why, we're liable to be as involved as we are on the Baker thing. I never heard of it, but they claim that DuPont, that Bobby Kennedy now takes the position that he and the president agreed that they couldn't dispose of this